NAPCT, listening statewide one. Nothing heard, NAPCT out. This is NAGMZ looking for a radio check on a new code plug. If there's anybody out there that can give me a radio check, please come back.
NAGMZ from NATMP, I have you loud and clear, sir.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it. Good to know I'm making it in through the Grand Haven link. Just got it programmed into my radio. So I appreciate you coming back to me, NHGMZ.
Yeah, no problem. I'm going through my hotspot right now through Brandmeister. So 73, NHGMZ.
N9JOP, W8COP on statewide one.
CQ from WATIJ.
KF8CYO testing.
KEPL monitoring statewide one.
KEAEPL from KEAPBB on statewide one. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing? My name here is Eric. I call Romeo India Charlie.
Nice to meet you, Eric. Name here is Gabe. I'm doing pretty good. I'm up here in Bay County, hanging out in the ham shack or man cave. I'm just relaxing a little bit, watching some TV, and slowly unwinding. It's like to start the work week next week. What are you up to?
About the same. We're getting ready for dinner here, and I'm standing outside and just relaxing, having a relaxing day today. Hopefully get my car back tomorrow. It's in the repair shop getting the used engine put in.
Oh, man, that sounds expensive. That sounds real expensive. What kind of vehicle was it or is it, and what kind of engine? How many miles did you have on it? And then where are you at?
I'm located closer to Flint.
Well, I'll see on that last transmission there.
I live in Forest Township in Genesee County. The cost of the repair is about $3,000. So that's how much it cost me.
Oh, man, that's rough. That's rough. Vehicles aren't cheap, and neither are they a huge bummer. I always pray I don't have to deal with that with my truck. I've always, my truck's got the 5.3-liter V8 in it from GM, and it's notorious for having its lifters get stuck. And it's not a complete engine swap like you're having to go through, but it's still awfully pricey. And that, and then I'm always worrying about the transmissions going on them. So I do as much maintenance as I can on them. I do the transmission fluid and the filter swaps and the engine oil, and the engine oils around filters and all that, but the spark plugs. But, yeah, sometimes with these vehicles, there's nothing you can do, and they still give you problems.
Oh, roger that.
Antenna 20 foot higher off the ground. So it could be you or it could be me. I'm not sure.
You still... K-8-E-P-L.
EPL from PUV, I read you now. Like I said, I'm not sure if it was my antenna or if you're a little bit outside of the repeater range or what the deal is. I'm getting my better antenna up here real soon, but I'm using a temporary mobile antenna right now, so not sure what the issue's coming from. I'm trying to put my radio into test mode or service mode to see the receive strength. But I'm not sure how to do it with the type of microphone I've got plugged into it right now.
I heard you that time. I'm on an HT, so that might be part of the problem. I don't know. But receive is fine. I got a question for you about DMR, if you don't mind.
Go for it.
So DMR is new to me, not something that I've used a lot, so I'm it's all new, but occasionally my radio will say that there's a signal coming in, but there's no, on the DMR side, but there's no sound. I have a light that lights up, I would say more like a crayon color, like a bluish color when a DMR signal comes in. And when an analog signal comes in, it's solid green. Transmit is red. But every once in a while, I'll get a signal coming in on the DMR side and check it, the frequency and analog. It's definitely a digital signal, but nothing comes up on my radio. And I don't know if that's just another repeater slot being used or what causes that. I don't know if you've had the same issue, but wondering if you might give me some clues.
I don't have a concrete answer for you, but I can, I have a couple possibilities. Number one, like you said, it could be that either another talk group is being used on the same time slot that you're monitoring, or it could be the other time slot on the repeater going off. But more than likely, what I think it would be is that I think that this system, it's got the repeater set to send out, it's kind of like a beacon, and it sends out some data so that the radios that are set to roam can pick up the sites while the radio's in roam mode. So sometimes I think it sends out just a beacon or a little data burst every minute or so that radios can pick it up. And that's more than likely what it's receiving.
You cut out there, Dave. You cut out. Lost your signal there. I think it's probably my end on the repeater, my side of things.
Okay, I'll try that again a little quicker. I think what it's likely is that this system, I think that most of the repeaters send out a beacon or a data burst every minute or so that certain radios can pick that signal up when they're in roam mode. So since it's just a little data beacon, there's no audio going out with it. So your radio probably picks up that data burst, lights up that it's receiving something, and then doesn't put out any audio. That's what I think it would be. I don't know if any of the guys that run the system are on and can lend any knowledge on that.
Gotcha. So it could be an analog or digital signal or an analog signal, but no audio. It could be like a text message or some other piece of information that I'm not receiving. Or there might not even be tuning or anything like that. I don't know. Like I said, I'm new. But that's okay. K8EPL for ID.
K8PVD for ID. Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't think it would be an analog signal. I think it'd be more than like a digital beacon or a digital data burst. But yeah, I mean, even if someone was using like an encrypted radio, some radios, nothing will show up, but it will show that it's receiving something. But I don't think that's really an issue on the system. So it's more than likely that data burst. But yeah, I've only been doing DMR for about a year or two now, and I still don't fully understand all of it. So don't take everything I say with a grain of salt. There's a lot more knowledgeable people out there on it, but I'm still trying to learn more about it myself. KEAPL, I think I lost you again out there. So I'll just stand by monitoring for a while longer tonight. KEAPVB on statewide one.
Roger. I think I might be a little bit out of the receiving range on this one. But anyway, so I'll count later, Dave. K8EPL, monitoring, Michigan, statewide one.